Some 30-odd years ago when I was 3, my sister a couple years older than me, we'd get to go down to the old Shapery on the north side of downtown Chicago. My dad worked the door with a wide open hand, tuxedoed and tailored, a most handsome man. My mother auditioned to sing with the band, the most beautiful girl in the room. And all the performers who came there to play, Sinatra and Bennett and young Mal Torme, they'd hang from the rafters, my father would say, on those magical nights at the Shade. One evening that winter, my sister and me, all dressed up and bow-tied and cute as could be, we found ourselves leaning on opposite knees of a man with a rather large nose. A smelly cigar in the one hand he held, a signature hat made of floppy gray felt. He scooped us both up in his arms as he knelt, and he tickled me right through my suit. And all the performers who came there to play, Jimmy Durante and young Danny Kaye, they'd hang from the rafters, my father would say, on those magical nights at the Shade. Dresser, this photograph sits of Durante and Debbie and David as kids. Before life got tricky, good God, how it did, and we scattered like leaves in the wind. Dad stayed in Chicago, Mom moved to LA, Deborah's in Portland, and I'm day to day. And the memories and miles seem so far away from those innocent nights at the Shade. So here's to the family, God bless everyone, though the memories and moments were not always fun. Somehow we survived them and learned to move on, forgiving what nobody knew. And all the performers who came there to play, Sophie Tucker, Nat King Cole, Maurice Chevalier, and struggling young families finding their those magical nights, those innocent nights, those magical nights at the Shade.